You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Johnny Nickel, the founder and CEO of Stratajet, the world's first real-time private jet booking platform, bringing private jets to your fingertips for the first time. Mr. Nickel, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
And you're most welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing more about Stratajet in all regards. So for starters, tell us what led you to set out on the journey of starting up your own company in Stratajet.
Well, really being unemployable helps. So it all kind of, the story starts years ago. I joined the military and did a number of bits and pieces, trained as a pilot. And then I took a sabbatical and set up company number one, which did quite well, but it was just a sabbatical from the military, so I ended up going back into the military, and then was quite, you know, after this quite successful company, I was determined to sort of do that for a living as opposed to putting on a uniform every day. So I then left the military, did a second company, which went very well as well, and then at the end of that, I had a 1-year workout clause, and I essentially took that opportunity to take my pilot license and become a freelance pilot. I did air displays, I did aircraft ferry, which is sort of delivering aircraft all over the world, and I also did private jet flight. And it was during that process of flying private jets that I realized the entire industry was incredibly inefficient, miscommunicated, and inaccessible. So I was able to identify that technology was the solution to the industry's woes. This was back in 2011. So then I set about building certainly one of the most advanced pieces of technology that I've ever worked on. And I'm a computer scientist and a pilot by trade. And it was a 4.5-year process of R&D just to build a system that would allow accurate pricing and therefore, you know, a computer to price an aircraft instead of a person, which was obviously critical for then having an online offering. Or, you know, online is one thing, but you obviously have a website and an app, but also critically being able to deliver to people a price for a private jet, having scanned thousands of private jets, so that they're always getting the very best value, and being able to do that in just a few seconds as opposed to a couple of days. So that's how I ended up doing Stratajet. It's probably worth pointing out, at the beginning, I thought it would take me about 6 months to build the technology. So after 4.5 years, I was definitely questioning my wisdom at embarking on such a thing.
Always interesting to hear the backstory. Thanks for sharing. Now, what sets Stratajet apart from other providers in the industry who claim to offer online private jet booking services?
So there is a huge chasm of difference between being able to request a quote using an app and delivering an online price. What everybody else does is kind of guess a price that it's going to be. And there are so many variables involved and how much it costs to fly. There's actually 15 things you pay for. Only one of them is the aircraft, and the 14 other things, such as landing fees and parking fees and handling agents and airways charges and all these other different things which you have to pay when you fly, at the moment have to be manually requested via telephone calls to work out what that cost is going to be and then put together. So one clear thing that we're able to do is provide our operators, so the aircraft owner is only responsible for setting up the price of their aircraft, and then we are able to add the other 14 fees onto it using our system. This is the thing that really took me 4.5 years to build, so that it's always an accurate price. The alternatives in the space, whilst they have a very beautiful websites and apps and some of them have extremely good marketing teams, in reality, all you're doing is seeing some guesstimates of a price next to a picture of a plane, which quite often isn't the actual plane. It's just a generic stock photo. And then when you say, yes, I'm interested in this one, it then becomes a manual quote to the people who operate those. And that is exactly the same as phoning a broker, which is interestingly, exactly how this entire industry has worked for 100 years since the advent of commercial aviation. So actually being able to make it so that no person is involved in that booking process is a huge step. And it also enables us, much more importantly, unlike, I guess, anybody else, to move private jets away from being seen as purely a thing of luxury and move them much more towards a valid form of transport. And we can then integrate with all the normal travel website apps, because it's just computers whirring away doing the numbers as opposed to people picking up phones and saying, how high is that JFK? How much does it cost to land a CJ2 at 4:30 in the afternoon on Friday, the 15th of May, or whatever it is, because the prices are constantly changing. We've actually built that system. So I think that's really what sets us apart. So we have a very, very deep integration with our aircraft owners and operators, so that we're kind of intrinsic to the way that they run their itinerary, I guess. So it's a huge difference. It's the only way I can really put it. It's literally the difference between sending an email and an incredibly sophisticated piece of computer science, which will deliver you a price without a person being involved.
Well, you certainly have me sold. Now, what has been your biggest achievement to date through the company?
Ooh, that's a question. I think it was really there were two answers to this. One is to do with the computer science element of it. So we have that pricing engine that I was talking about has 512,000 lines of pricing data, and each line can change by implementing up to 247 different variables against that price. So when you go and search for a private jet price using our system, we do 2.5 million sequential calculations in order to produce that cost. We've got to logarithmically balance the amount of noise an aircraft makes on a 2-mile final, for example, to work out what the noise fee will be at that airport. And these can be hundreds of dollars difference if we get it wrong. So that was a huge achievement, and that took us 4.5 years. And to get the search time for 500 aircraft down from 18 minutes, which is where it was with the algorithms, down to about 12 seconds, was an incredibly tough bit of computer science. So that was a big achievement. But also, I think more in a kind of, and that was a team. I have an amazing team of people from my CMO all the way through to my engineers. Credit goes to them for that. But then I also have, I think personally, probably the biggest achievement was getting the US market signed up. It's actually quite hard as a Brit to, it's hard for anybody to turn up into an industry and say, hey guys, I'm going to completely, fundamentally change the way this industry works. Human nature is that most people will resist that change. It's even harder when you're a Brit. And it's even more difficult when you're in an industry which has been running the same way for 100 years and you're saying, hey, I want to completely change everything. So my solution to this wasn't to hire a sort of B2B software sales team to go and talk to the aircraft owners. Instead, I bought a 1983 cargo plane called a Piper Chieftain. It's a sort of propeller. It's a sort of flying caravan, really. It's a couple of propeller engines. It's got sort of 8 seats on the inside. It's got a fridge and a tea and coffee thing. But it's the original interior from 1983. It was very cheap. And I bought that thing in London, and I flew it across the Atlantic. And then I started what we called Mayflap. So we called it, my ex-military background means I like to give things operational names. So Operation Mayflower, as we called it, was really us coming to the US and trying to get the supply, trying to get the aircraft signed up onto the system. Now, the reason I'm so proud of that was it was an incredibly tough, just personally, the hours were just insane. So we ended up doing 486 meetings in 197 cities in 94 business days by flying this plane, 3 meetings. So I'd wake up first thing in the morning, do my flight planning, go to the first meeting, do the meeting, get back in the plane, fly to another city, do the next meeting. And so it went on, day in, day out for these periods. And I think you asked me what I'm most proud of. I think from a kind of endurance point of view, I'm quite proud of that experience. And I was able to then just across the table from these aircraft owners, look them in the eyes and say, look, this is who I am. This is my background. This is what I want to do for the industry. And in the vast majority of cases, whoever I was talking to looked back and said, you know, we're with you, Johnny. And so that was a fascinating experience, of course, to see every corner of the US. But it was also very, I guess, quite humbling, actually, to meet these guys who've been working in the industry for 30 years, who were originally very, very skeptical about what I'm trying to do, and to sort of see them realize the opportunity. And yeah, that's probably personally one of my proudest parts of the journey so far.
And with great reason, today we are joined by Johnny Nickel, the founder and CEO of Stratajet, the world's first real-time private jet booking platform, bringing private jets to your fingertips for the first time here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Nickel, what was the most challenging aspect of getting Stratajet off the ground, and no pun intended?
No question, it was the pricing engine. We had to phone over 8,000 airports, get these 40-page pricing documents, which define how they deal differently with, you know, public holidays, to how they deal with Sundays, and how they do different pricing for different aircraft, depending on seating configuration and all these other variables, and put that into a computer system, which would be able to do the enormous number of calculations just for the, you know, for that element of it, incredibly fast. And on top of that, we also, let me give you an example. If you're American Airlines and you're thinking, okay, we're going to open a new route, maybe you want to open a new route from JFK to Bermuda, it will typically take several weeks to collect all the data that's associated with that. So you need to work out what aircraft are available, you need to work out how much fuel they're going to need, you're going to have to work out what runway limitations there are, you're going to need to do a deal with the handling agents there to look after the aircraft. You have to work out the landing fees, and you have to work out what the schedule is, you know, where the schedule is going to be. And then you have to price it, you know, per seat. So that will take you several weeks. Stratajet has to do that for over 1,000 American Airlines in less than 12 seconds. And that was a computer science challenge, which was just epic in proportion. Quite famously, a VC over in the Valley said of Stratajet, it is the world's most sophisticated price comparison site, period. And I think that was a very true reflection of the technology we've built. So yeah, that's been the biggest challenge we've faced. There were many challenges, but I think that's the biggest one.
Understandably. And how do you maintain a luxury service offering while marketing to a wider audience?
Well, that's the power of the system, of course. Traditionally, if you want to get a quote for a private jet, no one's going to give you one unless they're absolutely sure that you're a serious customer. So it's actually very hard to kind of start that process. The reason for that is that it takes on average 23 minutes from the moment somebody picks up that quote request to being able to send it back. And by the way, that's not 23 minutes from requesting a quote. That's 23 minutes from when they pick that quote request up. So it can be several days before you get the request back. And that is, you know, that is hugely limiting. So people won't bother quoting unless they're sure there's going to be a job. By using computers to do this, we're actually able to say to anybody, hey, if you're interested in flying privately, just jump on the website and take a look at the price. We also have this other piece of technology. There are two core parts of Stratajet. One is that pricing engine I've just spoken about. But the second one is what we call the adaptive empty leg. So around 40% of all private jet flights have no passengers on board. This, as I said, it was one of the reasons I set up Stratajet, was to solve the inefficiency problems. And we're able to essentially take these empty legs and reroute them or adapt them to where people actually want to fly. There's so many different airfield pairs that the odds of finding a perfect empty leg are incredibly low. But if we take an aircraft which is heading in roughly the right direction, so a great example, if there was an empty leg from New York to San Francisco, somebody wanted to fly from Washington, D.C. to Vegas, a huge component of that is an empty leg, and that dramatically reduces the price. So actually, you start with this luxury product. Private aviation is all about time saving. That when the people who build private jets design them, it's not like a yacht where they're aiming completely for luxury. They're aiming for something which is efficient and is going to save a lot of time. That's what they're kind of building, and then people make the inside very nice. And don't get me wrong, I mean, if you're in the back of a private jet, it is a very comfortable place to be. But that's actually that's what this industry does, and it's been communicated as being very much a kind of very much a sort of luxurious thing. I mean, if I look back, you know, I was in London a little while ago, and there's a big lottery, a national lottery, and the posters, when it's a large jackpot, always feature a private jet, you know, sort of saying, look, you've got to be a multimillionaire to fly privately. That's just not the case. If there's a group of people traveling together, it can actually be quite cost effective to take a private jet, particularly if you use Stratajet, where we're then able to bring these adaptive empty legs in and start to really reduce the cost of that trip. And so I hope that answers the question about how I see this. I don't see this as us just let me put it slightly more. I'm gabbling here. Let me put it slightly more succinctly. When you walk into the Stratajet office, we have our logo, and underneath it doesn't say making it easier for super rich people to book a private jet. It says changing the way people travel. And that's because actually the efficiency savings means that it becomes cost effective for people to fly privately, as opposed to incredibly luxurious and overpriced. And that's my vision with Stratajet. It isn't to simply improve the industry slightly. It is actually to get people into private jets who've never considered it as an option, because actually it is affordable for vastly more people now.
And that's an awesome vision. I like the sounds of that. In conclusion, what advice could you give other entrepreneurs setting out on their business journey?
I'm often asked this. I've never worked that out. The one thing I will say is this. Whatever you do, there will be huge challenges ahead of you. I guarantee it. And if there aren't challenges, you are almost certainly not doing something that the world needs. Those challenges could be technical, they could be people, they could be industry, they could be competitors, they could be all these different things. But you need to enjoy the journey, because whatever happens as you go down this route, there will be a journey. And if you can have the bad days and the good days and remember the good and not the bad, then you'll love the journey. And I think doing a startup, you know, particularly a startup, if it has great ambition, is going to be all about the journey. And the proof of that is that when you ask anybody who has successfully IPO'd a business or exited that business about that company and what they loved about that company, that I have never met anybody who's turned around to me and said, well, the thing I really loved about, you know, doing Apple was the exit because I made loads of money. They always talk about the dark times, the bad times, the long, you know, the sleepless nights, the long days, the problems. And when I look back on the 6 years of Stratajet, the things that I'm most proud of that stick in my mind were actually where I faced adversity, not where things were plain sailing. So I would say just enjoy the journey. There will be dizzying highs and there will be crushing lows. But whatever happens, at least you've lived.
Mr. Nichols, thanks so much for all the details shared here today, not only on the company, but from your business perspectives and the advice shared here today. We really appreciate it. Where can listeners get more information and details on Stratajet?
Just go download the app, go to the website, stratajet.com. There's contact details there. And yeah, we always love to hear from people. So feel free to get in touch if you have any views on what we've produced. And, you know, just have a play with it. Have a search for private jet, see whether you can have this great experience of kind of shrinking the world, which is really what flying privately does.
And I'll certainly be doing that as soon as we disconnect. Again, Mr. Nichol, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and hopefully we can get you back on with an update again right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much for your time. Have a good afternoon.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Mr. Johnny Nichol, the founder and CEO of Stratajet, the world's first real-time private jet booking platform, bringing private jets to your fingertips for the first time. And for more information, simply visit stratajet.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listing convenience. And once again, we do thank you for it.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.